Welcome back, Patriot Pals, to the Mel Kay Show. We are back with my favorite scientist, insider, decipherer of all information, Mike L. How you doing, my friend?
I am outstanding. Good to see you. We got a little sun going on there. Looking good.
Yeah. We were just in Myrtle Beach. You're going to have to come to one of these events. They're getting braver and bolder. And I invite everyone who's watching to go to the events page on the Mel Kay Show. Go to where we're going next is Virginia Beach. Then we're going to upstate New York and we're going to all over the country. So and use the Mel Kay code because Clay likes to give my viewers a really good deal and we'll work with anyone. And again, both Michael and I are now on Truth Social. So join us over there and let's do it, Mike. I'm going to be screen sharing and I'm going to hand it off
to
the smartest guy I know.
Well, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I know. Here you go.
Let's rock this, man.
Cool.
All right, here we go. Share. All right, here we are back again, guys. We got a lot going on today. Today's big. So this is what we call one of those emergency meetings, right? So we had all this stuff coming around with the infant formula. There's all kinds of crazy stuff and there's a lot of stuff going on. So what I did is I did a deep dive into this. I did a lot of research. I pulled up all the audits over the last 10 years of what's going on. Then I researched what the bacteria is, what the death count is, and some truth. So today, as usual, with Super Mel, we're going to come out with just the truth of what's really going on.
Awesome. Okay?
But there's a couple caveats here, two caveats. One, guys, is first and foremost, when I talk about the death rate here, any death of anybody or any entity is horrible and sad. But what I'm doing now is I want to put the numbers into perspective because these numbers have been skewed again, as usual.
Oh, God.
Right. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to kind of talk about the manufacturing process of how they make this stuff and how the FDA oversees it. Okay.
Yeah.
Prior to going into clinical drugs, I was in GMP manufacturing.
Right.
So I'm very familiar with this process and I'm very familiar with the auditing of these processes. So I won't go into too much detail, but I do want to mention to you that it's not uncommon for probably about 90% of the FDA's activities is in food products. It's not in clinical research. The majority of their work is in food products. So they have this huge caveat. And then what they did about maybe 5 years ago is they opened it up and said, okay, we're not just going to look at the manufacturers, right? We're going to look at who gives them products to make their manufacturer. So it really kind of expanded out.
Oh, wow. Great. That's interesting because I'm sure it's the same people that give products to everyone else.
Right. And I will tell you this, it's a little scary when you look at some of the products that have come through and some of I've audited, pre-audited on some of these international studies. It's a little scary. Oh, some of the stuff, I mean, the food, you know, an individual product is not controlled outside of this country like here. And then they ship it in here and they make it. Pfizer is one of them, by the way, they got dinged for that. But you didn't hear that from me. All right. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk here. Let's go through this. So four companies hold 90% of this market, Mel.
Okay.
So Abbott is number one on that list with 43% of the total market. Almost half of the products made or half of the infant products that are consumed come from Abbott. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So then you've got Mead Johnson, Johnson & Johnson, Nestle, of course, and Perrigo that kind of gobble up that extra little bit. Johnson being one of the major parts of those last three.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And then here's an interesting thing. So milk formula is a $52 billion industry.
Wow.
Okay. So yeah, that kind of hits you upside the head. It's a big market.
Huh. Yeah, this is bizarre. I mean, first of all, I have to tell you that these lunatics on the left are saying that, again, like this is like Russian propaganda, that it's not really happening. And we know it is, but also, you know, the comments coming out from the other side, especially from lunatic celebrities, like, well, you should just breastfeed or whatever they're saying. It's all nuts. But I don't think people realize that this is such a big giant market and how important it is at all. And that's why it's not just important because it's babies, but it's also, I don't think people know, you know, you have a baby and then they, you don't need it anymore and it's out of your mind. But yeah, it's really amazing that this product is being, it looks like, attacked.
Yeah. So I'm going to go into a little bit of the detail on this, and I can kind of see where this is going. Okay.
Yeah.
So before we do it, you know, the typical one is it's recommended by the pediatrics that say, hey, breastfeed up until 6 months and then go on to formula. That's the typical like time frame, right?
Right.
And I want to talk about one of the important things is not just the nutrients and the fats that are provided to the baby in order to function properly, right?
Right.
Is also the immune system of the mother is transferred into the baby, and it's over that 6 month period, right? So that helps them fend off bacteria and illness, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go here. Now, I just had said earlier about the it's not uncommon for the FDA to audit these companies. And as a matter of fact, I went back and I looked. Nestle had one in 2009. Mead Johnson had several. It's typically every 2 to 3 years. However, if you get major observations, they'll probably sit at your doorstep for about 3-4 weeks. Then they're going to come back a year later. And throughout that process, there's a lot of communication going back saying, okay, we fixed this, we fixed that, we fixed this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, I looked at this thing and there's a couple of things that are really interesting. So in 2009, the investigators came in and spent a week at the Johnson facility, right?
Right.
They found no E. coli inside the factory of the equipment. Oh, I'm sorry, Nestle. And then Nestle, their results showed the exact same thing. So what happens in a manufacturing line is there's a series of steps. It goes through the little line, right? At each step, typical quality comes in, you take samples, make sure there's no contamination. But then the most important thing is the end product is always tested. And that testing data is stored in a database. So the inspector comes in or Mel comes in and says, hey, guys, show me that this stuff's safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll hand you a whole packet of data.
Right. Okay.
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 So anyway, here's a series of these that I've gone through. And Abbott went through a series of those prior to this most recent one. But I want to talk about the most recent one. So I pulled the FDA report and I went through, and what is being reflected outside in the media is not completely accurate. So I want to put things into perspective here.
Right.
If I may.
Sure.
Right. Let's look at some of this data a little bit here. So here is kind of an interesting comment. So the CDC and the FDA is all over this stuff now. Okay.
Yeah.
So a couple of things I wanted to point out here. So this inspection was a result of 4 reports of illness. 4. Okay. So they hear 4, they come back in and they're going to come through and they rip through this facility like I've never seen before. Right. But,
okay.
And they say, oh, 2 died from the bacteria, right? 2 died. However, the actual information is it's a possible contributor to the death, according to the FDA, but it wasn't confirmed in the blood. There was no blood. The blood test didn't confirm that. And what I want to stress here also is about 8 years ago, something very similar happened where they had a couple of deaths across, and it was in 2 different countries. But what was interesting is they did DNA testing of that bacteria and they weren't the same. So this is kind of a complicated process here too, because also you have to talk about once the product comes to the mother and she's making this and preparing this thing, you're also opening up the opportunity for bacteria, right? So
right.
The FDA is focusing on pre-distribution, okay?
Okay.
But here's the interesting part that nobody is talking about is this part of that report.
Okay.
Is Abbott pulled the testing of this and pulled the same test that the FDA looked at, and the both all the samples were clean, no bacteria. So then the FDA comes back to Abbott and says, yeah, but the sample size was too small. There might be some in there. Now, I want to pause here for just 1 second before I get into the detail about this actual bacteria and its true risk. But let's talk about this for a minute, because what happened was, they were finding bacteria during the inspection, but And a couple of times during the production process, they identified bacteria. But the other places that they were finding bacteria were on the floor over here. There was a citation that the one person washed his hands, but he didn't wash his hands at the proper temperature, right? So, okay. I mean, it was kind of going off into an area where, and I don't want to slam the auditor on this, because I have to say the auditor did a pretty good job, but there was an objective here.
Okay. Yeah, right. That's the problem. Case, right? Yeah. Having no agenda should be the objective.
I mean, you know, I was looking at a couple of those and I'm like, guys, really? Normally that would be overlooked. And what's interesting is I looked at some of the previous audits and there were some citations, but they were minor observations.
Okay.
They weren't any majors. Okay. So they came through here. But I want to talk about this bacteria a little bit too, to kind of help people put this into perspective a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So when you look at this, so these are actually, I'm pulling this data off of, and I got a couple of them here, but what I wanted to do is I wanted to pull the data from peer reviewed white papers that there's been research on this.
Right.
Okay. And then you compare this to the CDC and the FDA, and you go back over the last 10 to 15 years, you see on average 2 to 4 of these illnesses per year.
Okay. 2 to 4 out of millions and millions and millions and millions.
Yes. So the most recent one here, you're looking at 0.49 cases per 100,000. Now, I also want to pause here too. It is extremely dangerous for an infant, this particular one. It is. However, if it's caught early and you put the child on antibiotics, they're good to go.
Oh, wow.
So there's a short window of opportunity, Mel, that you, when you, as soon as you detect it, you've got to get that antibody in there in order for you to overcome it and the child is good. Okay.
But a bacteria, it would be pretty obvious right away to the parent that something was wrong.
Absolutely. You'd see that, you'd see the fever going up. There's a bunch of little indicators that you would have. And then as soon as you realize that, boom. Right. You go right in. And I tell you, me as a parent too,
right,
is as soon as I see a high temperature,
right,
I always have been safe side. I was beelining it to the pediatrician, right? Hey, the temperature's up a little bit.
I think most parents, that's where they are in that phase of a baby's life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Panic mode, right? They're like, oh my God, there's a temperature, and they go.
Right.
But so I want to look at this. So look at this. So here's one paper. Between 1961 to 2018, this is all the data that's been captured in this particular report, and it lists by country. So at the way at the bottom is the United States. So throughout this process, since 1961 to 2018, there were 79 reported cases confirmed.
Okay.
So when you look at that, that's about 1 to 1.5 per year. Now, this is insane, by the way. These are deaths. These are severe, serious adverse reactions that could include death. Okay.
So then why take such an extreme action if it wasn't on purpose, like to stop the production? I don't understand how this could have happened.
And that's a good question. I just find it kind of coincidental that the one group that they hit was 50% of the market. I would agree. Now, if you go to Google now, the first 78 pages on Bill Gates has nothing to do with the shortage, right?
I know. It's just at this point, it's so ridiculous. Anyone that Googles anything and doesn't know that is really just allowing themselves to be brainwashed more and more daily.
Yeah.
This is such a crazy thing because, you know, we just went through the 2.5 years of the experiment on humanity, which it's looking more and more like a run through of what the World Health Organization has planned if they get their plandemic treaty, which they won't. Right. But I do want to say that people are becoming more and more concerned about the eugenics aspect and the forced famine aspect and the control, because another part of this is there's so many things that people let go, but parents won't let go what's happening to their child. And, you know, this makes no sense. It's like, are they hoarding it? I heard they're sending as much formula that they took off the shelves to elsewhere, Ukraine, the border. I mean, is that what's going on? What could possibly be the reasoning behind this other than something unthinkable?
Well, without a doubt, first and foremost, they are taking the pallets, and some of that was consumed, and it is going to the border.
Right.
Okay. Without a doubt, that's been confirmed. I don't know about the Ukraine, but I absolutely know that it's been confirmed that there were huge pallets that were brought down to the border. I'm going to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. And when did they first? When was it first noticed that there was a problem?
This started back in January, but the impact wasn't until now.
Right.
Right. Because it's not going to be an immediate shutdown in the things. So it started back. Okay. So the audit was January where they started holding product, but some of this process started back in September of last year. Of September of last year is how that process started. But then the real impact started, according to what I was looking at in these numbers, was right around January is when you started to see a pullback. Now, I don't know what happens in this part of that process,
right?
But I do know that it caused it. When you shut down a manufacturer that produces 50% of that product, you are going to see impact in those the warehouse storage is going to get depleted quickly. But there's more to this than that. And Vanity Fair, by the way, did a really interesting article about us, the conservatives. So I want to point that out too in a minute. So it's funny. Look at it. So here's the inspection, by the way, guys. And if you ever really want to see it, Mel, I'll send you the actual report. But there's a couple of things here I found kind of amusing. So right. I just thought we'd talk about it.
Okay, great.
Personnel working directly with infant formula in its raw packaging material, equipment, utensil, or a contract somewhere did not wash his hands thoroughly in a washing facility at a suitable temperature after the hands may have been soiled or contaminated. The guy used soap and water, but they're saying, oh, it's not the right one. So, and this one is a common one, I will say. You did not maintain a building used in the manufacturing process, packaging, or holding in a clean and sanitary condition. That one is common. I over the last 10 years, I pulled up all the reports, and this is a big one, and it happens everywhere. So it's not just here, right? It is a common, and it is a challenge, because what they have to do is maintain a sterile environment in a huge manufacturing facility
right. That
could be, you know, 100,000 square feet.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not uncommon to see that. And then they said you did not monitor the temperature of the thermal processing equipment at the frequency that we would require. You didn't put the right filter capabilities of 0.5 micrometers. That also, by the way, in a manufacturing process, all of those are common. Okay?
Right.
So, but this immediately caused a recall. So even what was out there was being pulled back. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so Abbott acknowledged having evidence of the coronabacterial, it's just a bacteria, right, in the plant in non-production areas. So the bacteria that was found, that they found, was outside of the I know you're really excited here, Mel, right? In a manufacturing facility, so you got the outside, everybody happening, all the offices, and then in the manufacturing area, it's sterile. You put your little bunny suits right. On, and there's a right. Process that goes through. What Abbott is saying here is yes, you did find bacteria, but you did not find it in our manufacturing process. And more importantly, the samples that you pulled did not have bacteria.
Hmm.
This
is all so bizarre. It's just hard to believe. I know we're getting there, but again, this seems like a manufactured crisis to harm humans. I don't know. You know, a lot of people are finally talking about the eugenics, the depopulation, all of this stuff. Not that it's going that far, but this all leads to who's controlling the FDA and CDC and wiping out an entire 50% of the market over a very small number of, I mean, imagine if they actually took seriously this adverse side effects of the vaccine, they would have stopped it.
that was my point, right, Mel?
This is so crazy also because it affects babies, you know, and the people that are saying it's a joke, it's not real, and all of that are also the same people that, you know, are you know, the biggest fans of Planned Parenthood and you know, the whole losing their minds over Roe versus Wade. It's just really weird that at the same time that they're losing their minds over the Roe versus Wade, Planned Parenthood abortion thing, that this is happening at the same time.
Yeah. And also here, based on supply and demand here, what I would expect normally would happen here is, and there probably is a great degree of this too, Mel, is the Corporation of Abbott Laboratories, which, by the way, I started my career in Abbott Laboratories, you know, like way long ago. Okay. Right. But there's a lot of communication say, okay, guys, we're going to get this in there. We're going to make it clean. Come on back in, take a look so we can get this production out. So that's what we would expect would be happening here. Right. And so what we're seeing is a huge drop, but there's more going on behind this outside of this particular one. So I want to go a little bit further if I could.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. So now baby formula shortage of House Oversight Committees launches a probe at all four manufacturing asking, why are we having this shortage? Okay.
Right.
So now they've got this probe. And this, by the way, is ironically all Democratic coming in on this, Illinois, of course. Right. And so they're sending letters demanding a series of information. But what's interesting is what's at the bottom of their investigation is also investigating reports of price gouging, which the White House directed Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission to step in.
When did they order that again?
Last week.
Yeah, this just seems so orchestrated to go along with the controlled demolition of America, which included in their playbook a famine, and we're seeing it all over. But that, you know, the disturbing part is that this affects babies and new mothers. I mean, yeah. I can't even. It just doesn't make sense. And also, you said they knew all the way back in January. Listen, I know where you're going because this is going to connect to some nefarious folks that connect to every single thing that happens that has to do with depopulation, eugenics, or Great Reset. Right. But, you know, this is really alarming. And I'm telling you right now, because I unfortunately, with what I do, I have to watch the other side. Like Raskin, who's the biggest liar of them all. He's a January 6th guy who's like tried to impeach Trump and all that. He's out there saying Marjorie Taylor Greene's making this up. You know, there's all these people laughing like this is such a joke. It's a distraction. No, a draft document stolen from the Supreme Court is a distraction. This is a serious emergency.
Yeah. And, you know, what's interesting about this is, you know, I'm always skeptical of when we start everything as a conspiracy, because if you can prove a conspiracy if you look for data. But right. You can also prove that there's not a conspiracy if you throw data out. So what I found this piece here, right?
Right.
So first and foremost, there's about four of these deaths per year. Sad, four. But not at the level when you look at the vaccine and the vaccine data, there should be like this emergency SWAT team coming out. And on the opposite, this is coming. But this piece I found extremely skeptical. All of a sudden, now there's another one of these probes coming out.
Right.
Led through by the Democrats, right? Okay. But they're also bringing in the White House, the Department of Justice, and the Federal Trade Commission all of a sudden. So now they're bringing in these weapons. Now, the big question is, what are they going to do here? I don't know here. I didn't find anything on this. But this is something that we need to watch. But I want to continue because I want to talk about this other breast milk coming up. Okay, let's talk about your buddy, Dr. Gates. Now, okay.
So this is where I think this all connects to the Great Reset and the depopulation and the control of our food and our lives. And right. You know, if they control this market, I mean, like I was saying before, because I did a whole deep dive. We've talked about it, controlling the food, what you can buy, food in general, but with that digital currency, track and trace, credit score, getting rid of cash. The government can turn it off whenever they want. If you do anything that they don't like, if this comes to pass, which it won't, but this makes me look at this and say, oh, so they want to control mothers of and fathers of newborns and babies by, you know, I don't know, maybe hoarding the supply or getting rid of the natural supply and putting it into the hands of Dr. Gates.
Yeah. And what really worries me here is the same trend that we've been seeing in the other ones. And you're the expert on the political side and the money side of this, right? But this is these are weapons.
Right.
These are not unbiased groups now at this point for the protection of us, right, of all humanity, actually. And this gives the appearance here that these are simple weapons that they're going to be able to do to control. So now what I want to do is let's talk about this new artificial milk. Because also one of those top four manufacturers that I gave you on that original list,
right,
their breast milk is already artificial.
Oh, get out. Is it on the do people know that when they buy it? I bet you they don't.
There's a fact check on their website, the company's website, where they talk about that this is okay, that it's gone through the process and it's been approved. See, this stuff, Mel, slowly slips through it has been. You know, I think if you remember about 6 months ago when you and I were talking about something else, I started looking into food and different things. And we're like, hey, there's a huge percentage of the food that's genetically modified. We didn't even know.
I know.
It's not on the labels.
Yeah, I saw this the other day with all the organic stuff and all of that. It might not be, but people don't know right now. And this is a big market. We did talk about a long time ago. The plan to get rid of meat and all of that. The World Economic Forum touts it as like an achievement of some kind. But again, you know, this, we don't know what's in the genetically modified food. It even if they say that they're telling us, we still don't know. It's not true. And the fact that Bill Gates and Zuckerberg and Soros and Branson and the whole depopulation crew, Bezos, are all invested in this, in the entire fake meat, fake everything, makes it very disturbing. So go ahead with that connection, because we don't know what's in there. Nobody knows what's in there.
Well, the problem that you have at this point, though, is the agencies that you would normally trust to make sure that the best interests of the Americans in particular, and Europeans in the EU, that they're not truly looking at it objectively, right?
Yeah, is it because they're getting payoffs? They're getting, we learned from you that, first of all, in the beginning, when you and I started over 2 years ago, you were very still, because you had worked with the FDA a lot and the CDC. Yeah. You were still convinced that the majority of the people that work there were doing good and were good people and all of that. But as over the last 2.5 years, obviously the CDC and FDA have been weaponized, just like the DOJ and the FBI and everything else, for it looks like the Great Reset and the cabal, the central bank, World Economic Forum folk, and against what they're supposed to be doing for we the people. It's just, I keep having hope because you did, but it's getting more and more. I mean, it's just one reveal after another. I don't know, Michael, when this all implodes, which it will, you're going to have to go in there and help Donald Trump rebuild the FDA. Because you always say we need it, but how many signs are there that it's completely corrupt and about money and politics?
Well, I think what you're talking about, and you hit the nail on the head a long, long time ago in our conversations, and it kind of, I say it all the time because I really like what you said, is they infiltrated the leadership. They didn't infiltrate the ranks of the people on the ground doing the work. Like that auditor, I looked at that audit report. That auditor did a good job. They went in there and they did what they had. However, then the information of that then became skewed, right? And then something else happened. But somebody at the top.
Was it at Abbott or was it at the FDA that pulled stopped it?
Not at Abbott.
So the FDA stopped the production.
Yes. Abbott and the FDA, by the way, I will say this. Yeah, I can say this. Abbott and the FDA have had a long relationship. If you go back and look at Abbott Laboratories, they got a couple of consent decrees and a consent decree in our industry is kind of a new weapon that the FDA has. And what it is If you're not doing what we tell you to do and you're not compliant to the regulations, we can hit you with a money ban. And so about 15 years ago,
it sounds very similar to how they hit everyone with sanctions that aren't complying with what they want. I don't just mean now. So you're saying that the FDA has something with the pharmaceutical companies, Abbott in this case, that if they're not complying with what the FDA says, they go after them financially?
Yeah, no, but I'm going to pause here before. This is a good thing originally. And let me tell you why it was a good thing. Uh-huh. So the FDA would come in and do all these audits trying to keep everybody under tow, right? And follow the regulations. They say they had them warning letters. They would give them observations, but it really had no meaning. Right. You know, so then there's a long history of people going, F you, here comes the FDA, just don't tell them anything or whatever, right? So that part of the process, the original intent of these consent decrees was to put some teeth into these audits. And it created value, really, because what it did was, in Abbott's case, they were, I don't want to talk bad about Abbott, but they had a series of observations. They're like, hey, you know what, the FDA, we're not doing anything about it. So the FDA comes in and says, wait a minute, we gave you a chance. So now what we're going to do is we're going to hit you with fines. All your products going back over the last 8 years, we're going to fine you on all of those. And moving forward, it ended up being almost a $500 million mistake.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, right? This is interesting because Dr. Ruby was talking this weekend. She was with us and she said that I don't know which firm she was at or she was dealing with, but a lot of these pharmaceutical companies, like you're talking about, this is an interesting part of this whole story because we really have to unravel all of this, that they plan for being, that when they do things, when they know that there's problems, that they financially plan for that hit, that loss or that fine or that lawsuit before. So they, a lot of times they're pushing things forward that have problems with like, well, you know, if we get fined, we get fined.
It's a risk assessment. And that's true. So what they do, before coming into the sponsor side of this thing, I was a consultant for many, many years. So I worked with a lot of these. So what happens is, okay, what is our risk? That's the question that they're always asking. So you do an audit, you say, hey, these are the things that I'm finding. These are what your risks are. This is what you do to fix it. So you hand that to them. Right. Then many times what happens is the company looks at it and goes, you know what? We're willing to take that risk. Right. You know, based on that, okay, if we get caught, this is what it'll be. And so there's always this risk assessment coming through. But I will say this, the good companies have quality people in there making sure that they're still complying to the regulations. What we're seeing over these last 2-3 years is I've not seen before. That's why I've stepped forward all along.
Right, I know.
Now, right?
Yeah. Let me ask you, because we'll get back to the topic at hand, but this is all a part of the bigger picture because you were an auditor. You do your whole audit. You give your thing over. You show them that there's been four cases of bacteria in the baby formula. And between that assessment and somewhere between the FDA and there, they decide to stop production completely. This is the craziest thing. And then look what these people are doing on the Democrats that are obviously the controlled globalist great resetters. They're launching this happened with the oil company too, when they shut off the oil and gas. They're going after the Abbott, the pharmaceutical companies, questioning price gouging. This happened with the gas and oil, if everyone remembers 6 months ago. Blaming the company when it's really them that caused the shortage.
Yeah, I will comment on the price gouging in the pharmaceutical industry. That's happened for the last 20, 25 years, right? There's been a lot of accusations that the pharmaceutical companies, you know, they all work together to keep that price market of similar products, you know, the same. There's no question about that. And
right. But in this case, this is what's weird about that. Because I mean, everyone talks about Trump tried to with the pharmaceutical costs and all that. But the thing about this is you have evidence that this isn't in the last 2 weeks and that the shortage has nothing to do with price gouging and people not being able to afford it. There is no product.
Zero.
So it's like a distraction.
Yeah, the product's been depleted, and you know what you'd normally see at this point, and I'm sure within Abbott they're probably working very diligently. But the other challenge that you have is the delay within the FDA, and the FDA is overwhelmed right now. I want to talk about the FDA on a good note here for a minute, if I may.
Yes. But we need to hope that there's that you're right, that there's still
there. Hey, there's still a lot of good people in there. I will tell you this on 2 points. I get a lot of emails, and I've had a lot of peers that have worked in some of these other companies that see what's going on and they leave. I have a very good friend of mine that has been in this industry 25 years. She left it completely because of what she's been seeing. Right. And in the FDA, you'll also have a lot of good people that are, hey, this is a bunch of BS, man. They're either leaving or they're trying to make the difference, and then they lose their job. I know of at least 3 people that have worked in the FDA that have contested some of these issues. And they got fired.
Right.
Right. So there is a good group that wants the right thing done. Now, what happens here, what I found very interesting was, I talked about the previous audits, right? Where they were finding these similar issues. But what was happening was there was no shutdown or recall at that point. But this time there was. And those 2 coincidences are a little strange. This piece here, guys, really bothers me. Yeah. But I want to go into this artificial milk now for a minute, because there's a couple things that are very interesting about this.
Yeah. And as far as the timing, because I've mapped out the timing all the way back to the Rockefeller 2010 plan to now and the famine. This is back to the old drawing board. How many coincidences till it's mathematically impossible? You know, we've seen all the plants burning down and stuff. Now this is going after young parents, new parents, and the life and death of their and health of their child.
Yeah, you know, and this was interesting because, you know, I didn't really originally look at this, right? And then all of a sudden, I think it was you sent me something or...
Well, I sent you about the Gates connection, and I'm like, how is it the same people are behind everything that's damaging to this country on every level?
Right.
And yeah. Soros is involved in this too.
He is, and I'll show you. But what was interesting about this is I said, you know what, I'll do some digging. And Mel does this to me all the time, guys, where I've got a bunch of stuff I want to talk about. I got some really cool energy stuff, anti-gravity. And then she sends me 3 emails, right? And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, what is this? Wait a minute. Formula shortage, what is this all about? And so then I do this.
Right. So what I am good at is knowing what I don't know. And so I know that you know.
He throws it to me. And so then I'm on the phone with Mel and Rob saying, oh, my God, we got to talk. Right. So then here we are. So let's talk about this artificial milk.
Yeah, let's talk about it, because this is a big deal. And it's a big deal because of who's behind it, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I'm going to go into some details.
Great.
About this. OK, so the artificial breast milk firm environmentally friendly alternative. They get 3.5 million. They didn't get 3.5
sustainable. Million. Sustainable. Don't forget the right keyword. Sustainable.
Yeah. Okay. So, but here's something interesting. They gave 3.5 million, but they got a total of 21 million from other investors or investing groups. Okay. It is estimated 10% of the global industry now a major producer of green. Look at this. This is a launching pad for part of this company is that 10% of the global industry produces greenhouse gases.
Oh my God.
To make this. They're saying the cows are causing all this problem, right? Alongside his Bill Gates, is Jeff Bezos.
If there's any cows, they can't control the food supply with their social credit score and their, you know.
So look at these people. Look, Mel, Jeff Bezos.
I know.
Branson, Zuckerberg. So,
and I want to tell you something for my audience and you that might not know this. I did a show on it in the original YouTube channel that got pulled down, and this is a big deal. It connects to this. There was a meeting in 2008. Everyone can look it up if it's still out there. It was for a while, where it was at the Rockefeller Institute. It was Bill Gates called the meeting. It was called the Good Club. Okay. Branson, Bezos, Bloomberg, Zuckerberg, Soros, Ted Turner might have been there, Buffett was there, But it was all these people, and they, these same people that you're talking about that are invested in all this stuff, all this green stuff, all the sustainable stuff. And this meeting, apparently, they decided two things. One was they discussed the coming pandemic, and the other one was depopulation that needed to be happen. And the third one was, at the time, it was called global warming, because that got debunked. Now it's called climate crisis. But it's these same people have been involved in this since at least openly 2008 in getting in sustainability. All this stuff is for the you know, we're overpopulated, which is a total farce. It's not true. It's that the money hoarders make it that there's so much lack and so much. This is why there's famines. But it's really disturbing to look at this, Michael, because this is a long game plan, and they are all really obsessed with depopulation, transhumanism, and AI taking over humanity, and basically full total top-down control of everything, especially the environment, nature, and food.
Yeah, this particular, your point I agree with. And what we need to do now at this point is we need to take a major step back, and we need to be looking at each of these situations. Every week I come to you with new information on what's going on. And so what I do is I step back and I look into each of these matters. The problem is now there's a lot of them and there's almost too many of them. But your point is true. If you look at this particular, now this is a newer one and it doesn't go back as some of these other issues, right? Like the COVID, we know at least a decade ago, they started working on that issue. I don't know how long this particular one is, but what I started to do is I said, okay, let's look at this objectively. And I want to look at what's going on here in this artificial milk thing. Right. Okay.
Yeah,
so now we have a food shortage, and we got a food shortage also where the American mothers are not getting access to this artificial breast milk. And now it's being shipped to the border. And a couple of things I want to show you as some of the marketing of this particular group. First and foremost, these are the company that does this are two women that started this as a need for mothers that don't have time to do breastfeeding. And then they say, oh, because breastfeeding also in the public's back. I don't want to talk bad about the two gals that have started this. I respect anyone that has an idea and moves forward and tries to make it work. I've got many friends that tried businesses and they failed. But the fact is, I respect the fact that they've done this. So I don't want to talk bad about them, but I want to talk about some of the marketing behind this and some of the people behind this.
Okay.
Can I do that? Are you good?
Yeah, please. I'm ready. Yeah.
All right. So BioMilk is the name of this particular one. And they're demonstrating. Now, I want to, there's something here interesting also that you have to understand about this. So BioMilk showed proof of concept for artificial breast milk. Now, what that means here, this right here, see this part right here, concept?
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to highlight. So the reason that's important is it's not that they've developed and they're ready to come forward. What they've done is an initial step showing the FDA, hey, I have a potential product that could be good. Proof of concept is very common in the manufacturing industry, as well as the pharmaceutical industry, where a startup company will come to the FDA and say, I have a new method of fighting cancer, and they do research, and then they show them that proof of concept.
Right.
Okay, very common.
Okay.
But I want to stress the fact that this was still initially a proof of concept. So you're years away from producing. Okay, first. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this part of this I found interesting as the statement that's in there within the website. One thing I found very interesting is we have a same system using a process that is sterile from start to finish. That to me is kind of coincidental. Okay, because all of a sudden now we've got all these other companies and we're causing bacteriuric fear. Everybody, you know, it's a major issue. It's really four issues per year.
Right.
Sad four issues, but it's not a pandemic. Okay.
Right.
But this company is showing.
And again, this also sounds a lot like a deep dive I did on Flyover into the lab meat, which is going to end up being lab chicken and lab everything. If Gates and his friends get their way, also all the same investors as this thing and this fake milk is it's all grown in a lab and it is all sterile. But again, it's in a lab by people like you're saying that wear these suits that, you know, they can put anything into it. This seems very scary to me because, like you always say, and it's true that some of this stuff is can be totally used for good if it's good people controlling it. These are not good people. These are not good people because let me tell you, you're going through this, and I just for fun. Because I always have to look at who's really behind it. So you're talking about this and I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the company. I'm looking at the investors. And I put in World Economic Forum, breast milk, problems with formula. Yep. Well, apparently the World Economic Forum has a big problem with formula. And it believes that the World Health Organization recommends that formula not be used at all. It's saying on this place that the World Health Organization accuses the United States of siding with the formula industry by opposing World Health Organization resolution to support and promote breastfeeding instead of using formula. Just saying. You could always find the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum because they're one and the same. Sitting there and saying, listen, we need to control everything. So if there's going to be breast milk made, we're going to shut down all the manufacturing and we're going to end up making it in a lab to compete with actual. I mean, it's just crazy. Every time I look at anything like this, that is too many coincidences, totally coincides with the Great Reset, depopulation, the control of humanity. And it really always comes back to these people. They have a plan. It's the Agenda 2030.
Yeah. And this in particular one, there's first and foremost, there's no substitute for real breast milk.
Right. But also like cows, there's no real substitute.
I want to talk about their process a little bit here.
Okay.
Also. Okay. So this is interesting. Formula, which is typically based on either cow's milk or soy rather than human proteins, can be hard for some children to digest. So now I have an alternative, which is good originally in original concept, right? I have homework for you in the next one because I want to know who those other $21 million of investment comes from first.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right? I'm sure that I will not only find out, but a bunch of them are going to be shell companies that these same people own.
That's my point.
That's how they do it. Or firms or BlackRock. I mean, it's all going to come back to the same people. I know it.
It's going to be, but look, this is interesting because this is a big part of the push here is to reduce gas emissions from livestock. Okay.
I know is this even real, Michael? Is that a real thing? I mean, I don't believe any of this. I'm also a big fan of God. And I believe that cattle and all the things that have been around since biblical times are not the problem on this planet. It's these people. But why would A and B be related?
Yeah, that's the point that I want to make. So let's keep going. From this concept. You're going to love it right here.
Yep.
This idea originally, and I don't want to attack the women that started this company because I know what their intent is. They're trying to create an alternative in a good way. Okay, first, let's hope we stay there. But this originated because of the idea from burgers to breasts. The meat that you were talking about was a launching pad from this. And look who interviewed her.
I know.
All right. Now, so here's their process. Okay. So self-fed, what's important here is I looked at this a little bit deeper. So they're using cells found in human milk in the breast tissue, but it's not just, it's other animals as well first, okay? So then they put it in a flask, they shake up the flask like this, then they put it into the bioreactor. I'd love to see what's going on in your bioreactor because they're putting in nutrients and vitamins artificially, right? Similar to those of the mother's blood. So first and foremost, I question this part of the process. And then these cells absorb the nutrients and then they have a little product.
But it's it's taking away the whole human God, aspect of our lives. This is another extension of the full AI hacking humans, no longer need humans, no longer need God. I mean, it all just seems the same to me. And at this point, this is about babies. This is about getting them basically out of the womb into genetically modified systems that are not, in my mind, from humans as God intended or nature.
Yeah. And the launching of this particular product and how they're doing it, I don't like it.
I just don't know why it's necessary other than full total control of the market by these overlords in Davos.
This process in the could be good in a way, but this is what bothers me more than anything is what they're launching this off of based on this, right? And so there are people that are talking about this, right? Some people are saying, hey, here's an article where she says, it's not good. But the most important thing as I'm reading through these white papers also is the mother immune system is passed on to her child throughout that 6 month period. They're trying to eliminate that.
Right. Because that's what happens when you want to have AI humans that have no resistance and are completely obedient and have no connection to God or nature or any of the things. This is part of a way bigger plan. But, you and I are talking about this. The rest of the country is thinking, wow, I even saw this morning somebody I do respect on Truth Social was saying, like, what an incompetent administration. And I'm thinking, this isn't the administration. This is the overlords that put them in there for Agenda 2030.
Right.
This is all about Agenda 2030 is the Great Reset. It was supposed to be in 21. People still don't get what that means, but this is part of it. They want to control the human being. First of all, they want to eliminate the human being in terms of God, nature, regular health, all of that, immune system, all of it. They want it all to be engineered by them in every way from the beginning. And so the children are going to not have all this stuff. Like, look at what it says right there in the bottom thing, human milk, brain development, growth hormones there. This is a top-down control situation. So they're controlling. This is crazy. I mean, this is so much bigger than people get and they're going to point at it, but keep going. But I have to tell you, the more I see the stuff like this, it comes over time that immediately you're like, who's involved? Does it have something to do with climate change or preventing a pandemic? And what is the messaging? And once you get all that, you know exactly where it's coming from. The board of the World Economic Forum and their public-private partnerships, because guess what? This company might be doing this for good. They might've been scientists like you in the lab, like we can do this, but they're not thinking in terms, they don't think in terms of what we want. They're not asking for consent of the public. They're pulling strings, like removing the production to force it. Social engineering, their transhumanism, fourth industrial revolution. We no longer need humans. We can hack humans. Humans are just useless eaters mentality, whether the original scientists thought this or not. And again, it's interesting. All the same people always come up. It's like, you need to start some kind of some kind of place because, I see Imperial College and I think about the skewed numbers in COVID. It's always the same people. And it's really, and it's not good or bad. You said there's good people at everything, but I don't understand why they need to change everything that already works and is given by God.
Mothers, I will tell you this, Mel. Mothers, I was blessed with two beautiful boys, right? They're great kids. I love them to death. I'm very proud of them. But growing up, mothers will do anything.
I know.
To make sure that their child is safe and healthy.
Right.
One thing you never mess with is a mother under any circumstances. I don't care if it's human mother, if it's a bear, you get in front of a child or you affect a child, that out comes mama bear, and that's going to be a problem. And these mothers now, the reason I pushed this particular issue was so we can educate everybody just to at least look at this information objectively.
Yeah.
Right. That's where we're at. And but you and I, because we've been doing this in so many other areas, we step back.
Always the same people.
Right.
And they honestly, they're the same people who put this phony regime into DC and is destroying our country by design. But, you know, something I do want to say that that's very interesting here and disturbing at the same time is let's just see what happens. But I have a feeling, since I've been watching them for a long time, it's going to be, this is like that Hegelian thing where they create the crisis, they come in with the solution, and we welcome the solution thinking that it's a crisis that couldn't be avoided. Meanwhile, they created it. I would say probably 3 weeks, Bill Gates and these people are going to come out with a solution. They're going to refill the shelves, restock the shelves with this stuff.
They can't. Let me tell you why.
Great. Because I hope they can't, because that's how they work. They cause the problem. They find the solution. They already caused it. They come in with the problem to put the solution in and make a big gazillion dollars and change life as we know it without our consent.
Let me rephrase that, Mel. Under normal conditions, they can't. And let me elaborate on that. This is in proof of concept. They're minimum 3 years out. Minimum. Now, if this was a long-term plan, okay, and this was 3 years out, I got two screens here, right? So if this was a plan, you start the shortage. By the time you're ready for this product, you could launch it. That would be reasonable. However, let's make some assumptions here that the FDA is uncorrupted. Let's make that assumption.
Okay.
I know it's a big one, but let's take that leap for a minute.
Right.
Let's take that leap for a minute. This product is in a proof of concept, and they've got years of data that they have to prove that it's safe and effective. Now, however, I will say, let's take a look at what we did last week, where we're talking about we're still using emergency use only.
I was just going to say, they can do that for this too.
In all fairness, that could potentially happen. You're correct.
Well, because now they've trained us to accept that.
Right.
You know, so they created the pandemic, and this is a big deal. And people are looking at it as some kind of supply chain issue or some kind of a conspiracy theory. It's not, because on the World Economic Forum, apparently on their own website, they've been involved in changing over to this model. If you look at their public-private partners, I bet many of these companies are. And it's just they've brainwashed. I mean, I think the pandemic is a run through for what they're planning. Even, you know, and I hope not. I hope God and the country and our fellow patriots all over the world stop it. All we have to do is stop complying. But they've gotten us used to emergency use authorization. And now the same people that were like fine about the jab will be fine about this.
That's an abuse of power. That what that is another example of what I call a loophole. Emergency use only, and I know I've said this 1,000 times on our shows, emergency use only is a loophole that allows you to bypass the normal safety and efficacy of a product.
Right.
Period. Right. And so that is used under only true severe conditions. Okay. So that's what worries me more than anything. But I got something amusing for everybody real quick.
Okay.
Before I get there, I want to talk about something here. So there's others creating this product. So there's a True Trees coming out based in Singapore, United States, doing stem cell research, creating milk from a range of mammals. Okay, so it's not just, again, here, I want to stress this. It's not just human milk that they're looking at, but they're looking at others. But this is where I want you to look into. This is a statement during that interview that I wanted to point out. In the grand scheme of fundraising rounds in cellular agricultural, $21 million is par for the course. Where did that, I'm like, that's your homework? That's your specialty.
Yeah.
$21 million came into this company. But here's something even more amusing. I want to show you this.
Great.
Vanity Fair just put out a huge article amid nationwide formula shortage.
Oh my God. That's disgusting. Vanity Fair is a total cabal, Hollywood run garbage.
I had to put it because as I was doing my research on this, you know, you know me, I always come in looking objectively at everything.
This is such, that is such propaganda and mind control of their sheeple, of their brainwashed, useful idiots to put out something so ridiculous. Oh, Bill Gates' investment in lab-produced breast milk company is unrelated to baby food short. See, these are for the dumbest people on the planet to believe either of these suggestions. This is why I get so upset about this. Reuters, Vanity Fair.
I put him there because I know it's going to get you.
This is the craziest thing. First of all, how does Reuters know that it's not being manipulated by Bill Gates, like the plandemic and Event 201? They don't know that. Fact checkers are total fraudulent, disgusting propagandists. And Vanity Fair, look, they had on their cover on their cover in April, Grimes, that witch / AI promoting, human hacking. You know, we don't need a soul. God doesn't exist. Satanic woman. I mean, this is, first of all, pro-life people really believe in everything that they say they believe in. They have nothing to do with this. It's not about sending, not sending formula to undocumented, which are illegal immigrants storming through our border as they have invited them. It's that the American citizens deserve to have these products on the shelf to go buy them should be the priority. That's what it's about. But again, here we are. I'm telling you, these fact checkers, they need to, they are straight up propaganda. And the other thing I have to say about this, Michael, and I wonder what you think, because people don't know this yet. I don't think. I really dug in a lot to the transhumanism agenda, and it's way farther than people think that they don't hide it. Just listen to Harari speak or any of them. I have to tell you, this whole thing about men getting pregnant and transgenderism, transhumanism, all of it, you know, they're creating like artificial wombs that they can insert into men so that they can feel like they're pregnant, even though they're biologically men, no matter what you do. And a lot of this stuff, but there is also this whole push that in the future, men can get pregnant whenever they want. And they're going with the technology. Maybe then there's the need for artificial formula as well, you know, because there will be no breast milk from a man. I mean, this is all so crazy, but Vanity Fair and Reuters can totally spin it however they want because they have no idea that they are useful idiots that will also be controlled, tracked, traced, and treated like cattle by the same people that are pushing all this BS.
I agree with you. And I'm not ready for it yet, but I've been doing some extensive research in two particular areas. One is, you talk about transhumanism a lot. I've talked about this AI and this technology. I have some new information that I've been investigating, probably in a couple of weeks. I know people hate it.
No, it's a deep hole. I'd rather you get all the information and that we can explain it. But I am telling you right now, I have seen too much of what these people really say that other people haven't. And if Vanity Fair and Reuters and Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post and all these people want to keep doing what they're doing, people are waking up. People are seeing this for what it is. They are total disgusting propagandists. Why is Reuters and all the fact checkers who are all paid by Gates and Soros still out there? These people are straight up mind controllers because whether it's true or not, they're going to put it out there. Once they put it out there, because they're called fact checkers, thank Cass Sunstein and others, because they're called fact checkers, innocent people in America that know nothing of what's going on, which is a big chunk of America, think, oh, well, it was fact-checked by Reuters, so it's true. Bill Gates has nothing to do with it. They don't know that Bill Gates is paying the fact-checkers.
Yeah. My intent here today,
nothing makes me madder than these fraudulent fact-checkers. I think they all belong in prison.
I cannot agree with you more. I'm doing some deep research on this transhumanism, and I found some new information. So it's one of my two topics that are going to be coming up. Your readers, I know the listeners, they send me emails. I'm like, why do you say that? And then I have to sit and wait. But there's first and foremost, it's a lot of information. Okay. I go through just for these groups of slides. I probably read, you know, 3, 4, 5 dozen articles to try to make sure that we're properly informed. My message today was for the mothers and for parents to be educated as much as possible, to look at this information And, but also look at where you're getting your information.
Yes.
So that's what I'm doing.
Also, Michael, we have to start. We have to start doing this. We have to start fighting back with our pocketbooks and our brains. Stop. Do not buy Vanity Fair. Look at that headline. That is the most disgusting.
Sickening.
It's just disgusting. That's not right. That's not what people on our side are saying. We are saying, please give a damn about the citizens of the United States of America that pay your salaries. You know, right. and stop letting. Listen, 5 billionaires are running America that are not elected, and a whole secret senior executive service bureaucracy and a military industrial complex that is making money off of their war. I mean, it's just, I'm sorry, this is so disgusting, but I'm telling you, this whole thing has something to do with transhumanism, the transgender agenda, and the taking out of nature, humanity, God, and family, parents, mothers from the whole scheme of things going forward in life for total control from top down, Fourth Reich, not like I see this thing so clear. And I really hope people do, because
transhumanism is only a small piece of this now.
I know it is. And there's also the public-private partnership that will take over all of our governments if the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum pull off their nonsense with the pandemic treaty. All of this will connect at the top because it's all part of the same plan.
That's very dangerous. So what I see happening here is I come and I take a step back, and you guys know I look at all of these different areas. This appears to be a long, systematic plan. Transhumanism is a piece of this. Now all of a sudden, now we're looking at the population and food control. Now this is kind of isn't new, Mel.
Yeah, genetically modified babies is another part of this. We have to be honest about it. We have to be honest about genetically modified babies. And you know what? We still don't know what is in the vaccines either. And, you know, we know a lot about Lieber and the Epstein stuff and the nanotechnology, nanoparticles, the smart dust. We don't know what's in these if they're made in a lab. If it comes out of the mother or it's made at Abbott and you know exactly what's in it, it's one thing, but this is not that. This is technology and science replacing nature and God, in my opinion.
I think where we're going here is they're taking away the natural products that we need, and I think that this is a bigger, this issue today is control. The other issues that we've done before is methods of controlment. When you're talking about transhumanisms and you know these EMFs that I was talking about, and I kind of talked to you a little bit about it offline a little bit more. These are our simple tools and weapons that are being utilized. So what we're seeing here is our government officials that we put in place that are here to protect us and our best interests at a certain level has been corrupted. So these things now have become weapons. We know for a fact the FBI, okay, I don't get into this normally, but we know for a fact there's going to be arrests in the FBI. The FBI, the CIA, the people that are here to protect us, right? They don't. Right.
They don't.
Now, but more importantly, they've used technology and advanced technology that we don't have access to control us. And there's some new toys that have just recently rolled out, okay, for listening devices at a nanotech level. So what I'm saying here is this is just another piece of it. And everybody that's listened to you and I for a long time, but for at least the last couple of years, know that I always try to look at things originally objectively.
I know.
And I get very frustrated when I see people that are in positions that are supposed to be looking out for the best interest of us are not. And you know that that's the one thing that makes me really upset. You get me fired up. And by the way, I put some of these slides in here because I know it gets you fired
up.
Yeah,
that's it. So, but I'll tell you why, Michael, though. Because the saddest part is, first of all, I did a speech in Myrtle Beach. I've been wanting to talk about it for a while because I know a lot about how evil this man was from Kathy O'Brien and other victims of him. He was the PSYOP guy for our military for 30 years and an avowed open Satanist, Michael Aquino. But I found a lot of stuff about the plans for Mind Wars was his big thing that he gave out to all the military about how by 2020, basically, they wouldn't need weapons anymore because the weapon would be controlling the subconscious of human minds and turning them into sheeple or making them take medication or go along with something like this. They wouldn't have, they think that they had free will. Like Harari says, people don't have free will. We know how to hack humans. For Harari says it, sure. Aquino was writing about it 20 years ago because of experiments from Nazi Germany that he took into our government and our military and continued with MK Ultra and all the other stuff that evil guy did in our military. And he was like a decorated military guy. He went on Oprah to talk about his Church of Satan while he was running the PSYOP division of the military. But what I'm saying is this is much bigger than people think. We are in a different kind of war. And what you're talking about with the nanotechnology and you know, Harari says the COVID-19 will be the time when we look back on humanity and full track and trace surveillance went under the skin. He's the head of the World Economic Forum's technology and science, probably the most powerful scientist in the world right now. And then when you tell me that they're making this stuff in a lab, Gates is involved. First of all, Gates finances the fact checkers. So that's, this is all in that guy's Mind Wars program. So are EMFs. Everything you were talking about is in that guy's document. It'll blow your mind. But and NASA has one that's very similar about mind control of the masses. But what I am saying, and I understand anyone that's watching this and doesn't get it, what I'm talking about, would think, oh, they're being conspiracy theorists. It's just a supply chain issue with breast milk. No, it's about genetically modifying humans and getting all the natural stuff out of here and replacing it with things that not only are not natural and are modified and have the surveillance aspect to them and a control and a, but also there is an aspect here of getting rid of anything that is naturally human and nature and control, because the same people that are pushing this and pushing the FDA, that are running the FDA with their money and the CDC with their money, it's the same people that are pushing this whole agenda. And at the end of the day, people need to understand there's 3,000 billionaire, trillionaires, whatever, that meet and discuss the problem being humanity. And this is what I'm saying is there's an overall agenda to control humanity from the inside out, from birth to death, and limit how many humans are on the planet by these same people. And if they're involved in the money, they're involved in the fact checking, they're involved in the propaganda, they're involved in the production, they're involved in the distribution, and they're involved in the decisions the CDC FDA make, then, you know, I have to look at it and say, listen, folks, you better get out there, because Donald Trump and General Flynn and all these good guys that are trying to save our country will stop this crap. This will be not allowed in America. But if we don't turn this country around, it's not only going to be a matter of time before everything on our shelves is genetically modified, owned by this group of people on the, you know, this public-private partnership. And we can't get it unless we comply with their rules and narratives that they are pushing out there. And this is very, very dangerous stuff.
Well, with you know, President Trump, he's still our president. General Flynn are great warriors, and they're pushing everything in the right direction. However, we need to also be making that push, right? So, God bless Donald Trump. He's the greatest president ever. General Flynn not only served our country honorably, he's a great spokesperson to push us and motivate us in the right direction. But these types of presentations are showing us that we as Americans need to step back and say, who's in control here?
Right.
Who should be in control? And who's overseeing these products? And are they looking out for the best interests of us as America? And this, I understand the world. I'm talking about us right now, because it starts here. It starts in America. The world's going to become free. We have to be first. We have to push back on this. And it's not about, the people at the border, you know, even though they're coming in illegally, and it's a bad situation, but we have to take care of us first.
That's what that Vanity Fair article is so BS. Meanwhile, it's like all, it's a Hollywood total propaganda, that whole Vanity Fair from the beginning, But I got to tell you, what they're saying there is so disgusting and so wrong. No, what we are saying is we, the American people, pay our taxes, pay their salaries, and they are weaponizing everything against us and giving it. Believe me, this is with housing. This is with healthcare. This is with the formula. It's all on purpose and by design. And the worst part is the people they're bringing across the border, Soros, the Catholic Charities, the UN, these people aren't coming for a better life. Of course, they're getting all the money and all the everything that they're getting now. They're not that. This is a cartel organized situation at the border. And the cartels are billionaire, $1 trillion businesses. The people coming across the border, they get the, they, in the beginning, they think that they're coming maybe for a better life. But once they get here, they're in total indebted to the cartels and they're in slavery. There's nothing humane or good about what's happening at the southern border, not for us and not for them.
I agree.
So, you know, bottom line is this is all by design. It's all this is. I just have to always say it's all the same people. All you have to do is look at who benefits from this. Again, same thing, whole different topic, not your topic. I'm doing a show later on it. That $50 billion they want to give to Ukraine, not 1 cent will go to the Ukrainian people. It will go to the contractors, just like the $100 billion we wasted in Iraq and the $80 billion we wasted in Afghanistan.
Absolutely.
This is not, and this baby formula thing, and it's bizarre that it comes out at the same time as the abortion thing, which Roe versus Wade being reversed doesn't end abortion. It gives it back to the states where it belongs. But you should hear the arguments are so insane. But what I'm saying is, but if you look at their mind control tactics, Michael, really, this mind-blowing document by Aquino really is the most
interesting thing.
I will send it to you. You won't believe it. That whole EMF thing you're saying is totally real.
I will tell you this too, Mel, because you mentioned the Nazis. I want to make a quick comment on that. So some of my long-term research that I've been working on, particularly in Antarctica, because you know that's my favorite area.
I know. I can't wait to get back to it. There's big action down there, apparently.
So here's two things that are very interesting. So the Russians and the Nazis, the Germans, they were looking into this type of anti-gravity mind control back as early as 1920. They were probably two, maybe three decades ahead of the United States. And before Hitler started taking over everything, he had been working back as he had the Germans as early as 1920. It doesn't start at 1950. 1950 was the tipping point. I always use 1950 as, you know, that's my favorite.
I know. It's when everything became clear that everything changed.
That's when it tipped.
Right. And I got to tell you, this mind wars, and then looking at, you know, Sunstein was really the first minister of truth under Obama. Then was the minister of truth, if people don't know, for the World Health Organization. And you look at the mind control. It's really about behavior modification, behavior control, social control. And this, again, you can't. People are going to say supply chain, famine, da da da. No, no, no. I fully believe that this is about genetically modified humans.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I want to tell you something, that some new technology that's coming out that I think is going to blow your mind. So there's new biomarkers that they're coming out with, where based on voice activation, they can do behavioral analysis based on your voice and recognition over time. Behavior analysis. Originally, they were using this type of technology to try to figure out, you know, the medical advantages of like a heart attack and other things. But what was interesting is if you read the entire article, which I did, is always the bottom is the good stuff, right? And in one of those, it said that this can also be utilized for behavioral analysis, new biomarkers.
Behavior modification, voice. Track and trace, full surveillance. Harari said it's going under the skin. Well, is it going under the skin right when the baby's born through what you're putting in them and you don't even know it? I mean, this is what I'm saying. We don't know really what they're doing. And I know that their goal is full track, trace, surveillance of humanity and lowering the population to their ideal that they put out there is 500 million people. We have 7 billion. They have a lot of work to do, and they're not going to do it because God's going to win. And God provided for us the best healthcare there is nature and natural processes that we've had forever. We don't need to transform the planet so that these lunatics can have their transhumanism, AI. You know, if you're hearing them now, they don't even hide it, and they don't even realize that there are more people on this planet that believe in nature, God, natural immunity, you know, how we grew up. We want you and I, we want our kids to go run around and play live and, you know, find their potential and grow up and have families. And this is not what the plan is for the great resetters. This is all done if they get what they want. I mean, all I think always, I tell people, it's an unwatchable movie, but it is Spielberg and he is in the crew. He is in the club. Ready Player One is the goal. Okay. And this is another, I just think it's about genetically modifying humans and replacing everything that they can. I'm telling you, Michael, if mark my word, if we see that there is an emergency use authorization that kicks in for baby formula,
in my head's gonna explode.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Me and you will be like, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. And you know what? That Reuters just was told to defend Bill Gates and to attract attention. People like you and me now see the fact check and we think it's probably the opposite.
Every time. I'm sad. You know, it's sad, but
that's how bad it's getting. They don't even get that we see it.
You know, that's the big thing is it's everywhere now. But we, you know, I will say this, the one thing that does frustrate me and some of my inner circle is we've been watching this for so long. It's frustrating watching them continue to walk around arrogantly making these statements with no accountability. That's the only thing that frustrates. And this is, I understand this.
I think accountability is frustrating everyone on every level, be it what you do in pharmaceuticals, healthcare. Yes. Yes. Politics, there is none. We are completely devoid. And also, Michael, the one thing you have and have maintained through all of this, and everyone knows that, is you have integrity and you have ethics and you have morals. And a lot of these people have sold out their souls and cashed those chips in. And it's not even clear why. And I think a lot of it is this mind wars, mind control that has been going on, like you said, since the 20s. But in America, certainly ramped up since the 50s. I mean, and it's worse than ever now.
Yeah, that was the tipping point, that 50s. And we've been saying that for years. But every time I did my research, that's where we started.
Yeah, and that's when Operation Paperclip really worked out. That's when they had to bring the Nazis here first and then embed them in all of our academia and science and medical and everything. The ones that created a lot of this stuff, the best and brightest professors, scientists, doctors, and lab people, behavioral scientists from the Nazi concentration camps.
Because they were decades ahead. No, what happened is during the war, we were like, holy crap, these guys had anti-gravity. We didn't have anti-gravity. They had this mind control. So what did we do? We brought them all in here. But they were a big piece of that, Mel, was because they were ahead of us by a decade or so.
Right.
In this area. So what do? We take them in, we put them in, and CIA, you're our favorite, you know, group.
Communists in America, folks, communists in America. But thank you so much, Michael. But I'm telling you, we are onto something here. And you know what? I'm so past the point. First of all, I call this conspiracy analysis because a conspiracy is one or more people getting together to do something for their own gain that oftentimes is nefarious and or illegal or immoral. And And two, you can't just look at these things in isolated pieces anymore if you really want to dismantle the cabal. You have to look at the big picture, which is their goal is to genetically modify humans and to meld AI and humanity to have a race of slave people.
Absolutely.
It's been the goal from the Third Reich straight through to now to the Fourth Reich, I call the Davos crew. So a superior race, the eugenics, they don't hide it. So you know what, Reuters and Vanity Fair, just like some of the people in Nazi Germany that watched and said, well, it's not me. Well, it's not you yet.
Yet.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Mel.
Thank you, sir. It's a heavy topic. I'm glad we did a deep dive on it. And I just hope people see that there is another agenda here. Are we right? Maybe not, but at least connect the dots for yourself and say, no way, I'm going to stick with God and nature and what works and what we know works. We don't need to upgrade humanity 2.0, you lunatics. So
Yeah.
So on Tuesday, we'll do a normal, go back to the good stuff for the coming technology and other things. And then we'll do maybe another one. I have to catch up with you.
Yeah.
I know you have so much, but I keep throwing stuff at you. But I saw all these people, going in the wrong direction on this topic. So,
yeah. And that's the reason why we had to push this. You know, let's just kind of wrap things up. The reason I needed to get it out here is I want everybody to see all of the information, right? A lot of this stuff was misleading and kind of manipulated like we've seen many times. So I tried to present as much information so parents, particularly mothers, has the true information. And the one thing that came out of that article or the audit was there really wasn't any confirmed bacteria in that originally. And so, we need to maintain that faith that the people, at least at the manufacturing level, are doing what they want. They're doing their best they can. Those people working on the manufacturing lines are mothers too.
Right.
They're not going to put something in there. But this artificial stuff that's coming through, then now you're starting to go into areas that you need to look at. We need to look at all of this objectively. And to dismantle this mammoth mountain, it takes all of us. It can't be just President Trump, General Flynn, Super Mal, Super Rob.
Well, we do need people. What we need is people backing off. We actually should get rid of, I saw McConnell and Collins over there in Ukraine. This is the strangest war I've ever seen in my life, man. And people are still playing along. But I will tell you, this is up to us. And it's not just, there's many, many, many millions of people. Again, at this point, if you are awake, you see these fact checks, you know that they're paid for by Soros or Arabella or Gates or somebody. You immediately have to think it's the opposite. Like that's how where we are now. And that's how we fight back and stop buying or subscribing to any of these people that are lying to you. My God. And Michael, we'll see. But I tell you, if I wake up in the next week or two and I see that they have a solution for the baby shortage problem, my head's going to explode. But I will be then I'll just sidetrack you again and be like, oh, my God. But anyway, guys, keep an eye on it. It's not that hard to watch. All you need to know is their agenda, and it's disturbing. So I hope we're wrong, but I don't think so.
You know what? God bless everybody. I love you guys. And so listen, keep fighting.
Yep.
What you're doing, you're on the front line.
Yeah, keep God's going to win this. The worst part is they don't realize God created all this stuff, too. So in my opinion, that's how it's going to be. If they have good and evil, good's going to win. God's going to win. God already won, in my opinion. But we got to fight back. And if we don't get the facts and we don't see the big picture of total, complete control by a small group of billionaire trillionaires and oligarchs and technocrats, then humanity loses and America's the last stand. So thank you so much, Michael. And let's see how this storyline unfolds.
Oh, Lordy. All right. Stay safe. We'll talk to you later this week.
See you. Thank you so much. Love you.
All right. Thanks. Love you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Patriot pals. Mel Kay here. The controlled demolition of the economy by the private Western Central Bank and the Biden regime-backed World Economic Forum Great Reset can no longer be denied or ignored. Consumer prices are skyrocketing. The Fed is raising rates. Inflation jumped 7% this year alone. That's a 40-year high. Now is the time to go full steam ahead to protect your hard-earned savings, 401ks, and IRAs by diversifying your assets by investing in gold and silver. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. And he'll help you put together a personalized financial plan to maintain your security and sovereignty no matter what comes ahead. Protect yourself and your assets for the future. Please do not be left behind. Now is the time.
If the last 18 months have taught us anything, it's that you have to take control of your own health. You can't rely on the government or Big Pharma. That's where Z-Stack comes in. Z-Stack is a specially formulated supplement that includes zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Formulated by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the world-renowned doctor that President Trump credited with his decision to take hydroxychloroquine. Go to MelKDrZ.com and order today. That's MelKDrZ.com.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkshow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.